From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China has criticized a U.S. government report labeling it as a potential nuclear adversary. On Sunday, the Chinese Defense Ministry released a formal statement calling on the United States to reduce its own nuclear arsenal. It said, "We hope the U.S. will abandon a Cold War mentality and promise that China will never be the first to use nuclear weapons under any circumstances." The United States on Friday released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, outlining U.S. plans for updating the U.S. current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. China has the world's fifth largest nuclear arsenal, 270 warheads. The U.S. has 6,800, just behind Russia. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched in Athens Sunday to protest a potential compromise between Greece and Macedonia over a long-standing name dispute. The two countries have been feuding over who gets to use the name since Macedonia's independence from Yugoslavia in 1991. Many Greeks say allowing the neighboring country to use the name insults Greek history. Greece has blocked Macedonian efforts to join the European Union and NATO because of the name dispute. The ceremonial head of state will lead North Korea's delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week, according to officials in Seoul on Sunday. Kim Jong-nam is the leader of the North Korean parliament. He's to be accompanied by three other officials and 18 support staff. The United States will be represented at the opening of the Olympic Games by Vice President Mike Pence, who arrives in Seoul on Thursday. This is VOA News. An Amtrak passenger train collided